This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.
Today is October 7th. The Yankees have lost game 2 of the ALDS, and it was weird, and it was dumb, and it was bizarre, and we are going to talk all about it. Let's talk Yanks. I'll lower it a little.
Okay.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Jimmy. Sitting over here is Jake. Behind the desk is producer Bug Bug Dude. And we are coming to you from the Roosevelt Studios in the Bronx, rsvlts.com. And before we even get into the misery pod after this loss, Jake, I'm just going to get this out of the way right away.
Yeah.
Week 4 football is in the books. Now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week 5. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week 5, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain with an EIG. Don't worry if football isn't for you. DraftKings is giving all you basketball fans a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JohnBoy when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code JohnBoy to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's get straight into this. It is 12:16 in the morning. The Yankees have lost game 2. It's a 3-game set now. We're back to square one. All the happy feelings we had from game 1, gone.
Yeah.
Don't exist anymore. All the worry we had before game 1, back there. We traded out the happy times for the worry. The Rays are a good team. It's a 5-game set, you know. But, bummer. Definitely a bummer.
It's a bummer, Jim. Big baby David Mendelsohn on the ones and twos. Everybody listen to us. We love you. Let's start there. Jim, the Rays are a really good team. They went 40-20 this year. They whooped up on the Yankees this year. Nick Anderson is a problem. Randy Rosarena is a big problem. Getting beat in baseball happens a lot. Mm-hmm. What's the old quote we used to say? In a regular season, you're going to win 50 games, you're going to lose 50 games. Yeah. It's what you do with the other 100 or something like that.
Yeah.
You just want to go down swinging, to use a lame baseball term. And the Yankees tried to get in the funny business game today. It ends up looking really bad. You can be bad at Sebien Buchner. It is what it is. He didn't decide the game. You know, obviously when an ump gets ugly like that, it's tough to watch. But
Sebien Buchner was absolutely awful.
Yeah.
The Yankees' strategy with their pitchers was worse and had a much bigger impact on the game. Complaining about umpires, like actually saying we lost because... Complaining about umpires is one thing.
That's very rare.
But actually saying we lost because of an ump is for losers and people that didn't play sports growing up and never had a coach.
It's just very rare. I think you're right, but there's like a 1% of the time where it's like, you know, that New Orleans pass interference game where it's like, well...
It's more rare and it's more... just won the game. Yeah, it happens in football more, but...
Yeah.
Whatever. CB Buckner was bad. That's the last we'll mention that.
Yeah. It's done. It's out of the way. The pitching strategy, I mean, we'll end up doing that. I mean, the Yankees lineup did show some battle. They showed some fight, and that's okay. We did a little bit against the bullpen. I don't know, man. I mini fake burn the game, and then we'll talk about everything.
Mini fake burn coming up. On your mark. Get set. Burn, Jakey, burn.
It's Davey Day in San Diego, the youngest Yankees playoff starter ever for Davey Garcia. And welcome to your start, Randy Arozarena. He goes yard again. How about a little flashback? He did the same thing off Garrett Cole. It's 1-0 Tampa. Giancarlo. Let the rhythm take you over, Giancarlo. We're tied at ones. Okay, so Davies, no. Jay Happ show out of the bullpen, and it was a show. How about Zanino? The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Zanino. He hits a two-run shot. Manny Margot, Escargot, his cargo. Another two-run homer. It's 5-1 Rays. We're sad. We're down. G-Unit again. He hits his second homer, a three-run shot. It's 5-4 in the fourth inning. The game is a shit show, but we like that from where we were. But the pen gives it up. Kiermaier with the RBI single. Austin Meadows, Safari Planet. He goes to deep center. It's 7-4. Yanks with a little fight in the ninth. The Pringles rally. DJ LeMahieu RBI single. The rally stops there. Yanks lose 7-5 final.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stanton was fantastic.
Two home runs. Fantastic. Two homers, four RBIs.
Hicks was good again. Like Hicks.
Hicks, two walks and one for two. I mean, he was Aaron Hicks for sure.
Gleyber had some really good at-bats.
Gleyber won some at-bats. It ends up with two walks.
Let's get right into it.
Yeah, the pitching's the story.
The Yankees go with Davey, and then after three pitches, Happ is warming up in the bullpen. Now, Boone said after the game that the plan was not to pull Davey right away. They were actually, you know, they got Happ up because of what they saw in Davey.
What they saw, yeah.
And that's a lie, because they got him up after three pitches, and it seemed like Happ probably did a lot of throwing beforehand if they had, like, footage and
he's
stuff.
He's a starter, you know.
Because he's a starter. So I don't know why Boone's lying about it.
He got the first batter out, Meadows, by the way.
He got the first batter out?
Davey, yeah.
Okay.
So.
What's that?
He got the first two, yeah.
First two batters out. Yeah. And then they went to Happ. They tried to get cute in his on-the-field interview. Boone said, you know, they like to platoon guys, and we wanted to mess with their lineup. They tried to outraise the Rays. It was like all the Yankees analytic team sat in the big round table, and they opened up the conversation like, how can we get these fuckers?
Yeah.
And they came up with that plan. And we'll see if Davey can go game four. But at the end of the day, what really bugs me out is Johnny Lasagna threw more innings than Davey Garcia because Happ didn't have it. And Happ didn't have it.
No.
And Davey kind of had it. He didn't look amazing. All his pitches were kind of crisp. So there's so many conversations. Like, we got to talk about Happ.
Yeah.
We have to talk about Johnny Loaisiga. We have to talk about Adam Ottavino.
Okay. Well, from the top. You give Davey the start, and here's our thing, and we have the opportunity to talk through it on about a four-hour live stream. If you guys were with us, thank you. If you're not, you should check it out during the game. We have a lot of fun, and, you know, we don't like to toot our own horns. Kind of better than broadcast. We talk about the pitches. We have a good time. So come join us tonight, tomorrow night, whenever you're listening. Here's the deal. If you're going to do piggyback nonsense with Davey and Happ, which, again, if there's a good game plan, my ears are open to it. Because you started Davey, the Rays put out their lineup to go against right-handed pitching. Austin Meadows, Brandon Lau, Arozarena, and G-Man Choi. Those are your first four. Three of them are lefties. Davey faces them. He gives up the solo shot to Arozarena, who's been nuts. I mean, he got Cole in the first inning yesterday. He is a star. You bring in Jay Happ for then the bottom of the lineup that's lefty-righty, lefty-righty, so you didn't really gain an advantage. And by the time you get to the top of the order, that's Meadows and Lau, he's already given up a home run to Zunino, and you're bringing in a veteran starting pitcher out of the bullpen. So if you're going to do this plan, you either A, need to plan on Davey getting through the lineup once and have Happ starting at the top of the lineup that's prepared for a right-handed batter and have that be Happ's go moment. Because if you're just going to use a one-inning opener like that, use a reliever. If you're going to mess with him, go Loaizaga.
Go Loaizaga first. But that proves the point that they didn't want the opener for the strategy of the opener. They wanted the deception of tricking the Rays. Because if they wanted an opener, then bulk guy for the sake of having an opener, then a bulk guy, they would have started Lasagna, right? But then the Rays know, he's not long for this game.
Right.
They're probably, and they wanted to trick the Rays more than they wanted to have a good strategy.
Play good baseball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you end up, by trying to get creative, you end up putting Davey and Happ in bad positions. Now, is that an excuse for them? Is that an excuse for Jay Happ to go 2.24 earned runs? No. But he's a lifetime starting pitcher that came out of the bullpen in an ALDS game against the best team in the American League. So you put him in a terrible position. You didn't put Davey in a great position. And I mean, like, what's Davey honestly supposed to think? You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
He gets this start, and obviously this was a plan, and now Boone's coming out after the game. Like, it's a bad look for Davey, Boone saying that quote.
That quote makes it worse. Like, Boone should have said,
oh, yeah, Davey didn't have it.
What do you mean what? Davey didn't have it?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Excuse my French. It's late. If there's kids in the car, keep them away from me. Davey Happ, I mean, what else? It just feels like there you had two guys that have been okay starting pitchers for you at different points. One could have been game two. One could have been game four. And you decided to do funny business.
I don't know, man. I mean, I hope Davey can go game four.
Yeah,
they're going to go Davey to Monty.
Probably. Same plan.
I hope they go Monty to Davey. Whatever. It's dumb. Happ shaking off Gary when he calls for the 3-2 changeup and shaking off and saying, no, I'm going to throw the 3-2 fastball, and then throwing an 88-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle is pretty frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, Happ, you don't have that in your bag of tricks.
Slash, that's all you have in your bag of tricks.
But 3-2.
I know, but that's...
Everyone's sitting fastball there. If everyone knows the fastball's coming, you can't throw it.
The opposite argument would be you don't want to get beat on not your best pitch. And his fastball is his best pitch.
It's like his best pitch, but not for in that scenario.
I know what you're saying. And we slightly disagree on that. I mean, you just can't leave a hittable pitch in each.
Right down the middle.
Yeah.
Right down the middle. And then Johnny Loaizaga, just bad. I mean, he's just, he's a guy where until he figures out, what are you doing?
There's a Happ quote.
What is it?
Or not a quote, but Cuddy said, Jay Happ told the Yankees he would have preferred to start the game, of course.
Right, because he's a starting pitcher.
He told them he was ready to pitch in whatever role they needed. He wouldn't answer when he was asked if he felt like he was put in a position to succeed.
I mean, Happ hates the Yankees, though, so like...
Yeah. And he wasn't put in a position to succeed. And again, I think that's why you're getting, you know, a lot of these just Tim the Toolman grunt noises. Is the Yankees had such good juju going. 3 games, the lineup was rolling... You know, they ran into the weird stuff in Cleveland with the rain. Tanaka gets hit, and then he doesn't. That game goes back and forth. Like, just try to straight up beat the Rays, because you can. Like, give Happ the ball and say, hey, You're a veteran pitcher. You've wanted this. Go get it. Or Davey, who, you know, is showing all of the promise you'd like to see in a young pitcher, let him have it. Why they did this just feels unnecessary. And I think even if it was successful, I think the noises we'd be making were like, well, Yanks went full funny business and it worked, I guess. But like,
no, if it worked, if it worked, I would have been dancing.
You tried to outrage
because it
the
would
race.
Have been like, what? I cannot believe that worked.
Yeah, it would have been like a magic trick.
Yeah.
I just sent you J.A. Happ audio. If you'd like to play it and your tones
in Slack,
and stuff.
What's happening?
Twitter DM.
Yeah, I'll play it because I want it because I was gonna like retweet and stuff, but I really wanted to hear how he said
Let's hear it
first.
Let's hear it together.
Community.
Here
it is.
Hey, Jay, you were warming already in that first inning. Did they tell you coming into it when a certain guy gets to the plate, you would be in the game?
Yes.
Were you at all surprised by the approach that they were taking with Davey as the opener and you following?
Yeah, I was initially.
What did they explain to you as to why they thought that was the best approach?
I'll let Aaron talk about that, I think.
I think at the end.
Good for you, J-Hap. Good for you.
What was that first question?
Hey, Jay, you were warming already in that first inning. Did they tell you coming into it when a certain guy gets to the plate, you would be in the game?
Yes.
Yes. Jesus, what a mess.
So basically contradicting Boone completely.
Yep.
And good, J-Hap. Like, this is kind of the speech that I gave towards the middle of this year when they were benching DJ or something. Like, Hap's got nothing for this organization.
Oh, he hates them right now.
You guys did this. Here you go. Knock yourself out. I love it, Happer. Throw him under the bus. Because it was a terrible strategy. It was a terrible strategy. And the Yankees got to glass now. Stanton got to Glasnow. The Yankees got to Glasnow / Stanton got to Glasnow. For four runs, they battled against their bullpen. Their three best guys. Their three monsters. Castillo, Anderson, and Fairbanks. Anderson, my God. Get that guy out of here. They get to Fairbanks in the ninth. They even had some action against Castillo second time around. So, I don't know, man. And the other thing, and this is the John Boy special that's frustrating and like calming at the same time is you look at this pitchers list and you're like, yeah, that's why we lost this game.
Yeah, but those pitchers have to play in the postseason to win games.
Yes and no. Yeah. I mean, if you win this game, you know, you're up 2-0.
They didn't win.
Right.
They gave up a run in almost every inning.
But if they use better pitchers, they might not be in that position. You see what I'm saying?
No.
If they had won this game with their better pitchers and hadn't given up 7 runs, you win this game, and then you have better options with your bullpen for 3 games.
I'm not following at all. You want them to...
Am I making any sense, BBD?
I missed a little bit because I saw some more quotes that you might want to play.
Okay.
Just scroll through that SNY account. So I missed a little bit of the beginning. I don't think I would have understood exactly what you meant, but...
You're saying if they didn't have to use their bad pitchers and they use their good pitchers, then it would have been better?
Yeah.
But you have to use these pitchers.
But if you won today with your good pitchers, then
how
you have
is that
three
ever,
games to space it out.
But how is that ever in play?
I mean, it's a 5-4 game at one point.
Yeah, but it was like the fourth inning. How would you have mapped that out? You would have emptied all of them in a losing effort?
I mean, it could have not been a losing effort. That's what I'm saying.
You need...
And I'm also involving the Hap Garcia strategy in this.
I mean, you let Davey go, and he'll probably give you 5. You still need these pitchers. You need this next-level pitcher. Like,
right, but they're planning for that, which I don't like. Like, you could have won this game. Hap could have gone...
It was the plan.
Hap and Davey both could have given you the Glasnow start today. Is that fair? 5 innings, 4 earned runs?
Didn't they? When did Hap come out?
They were 3.25 earned runs.
Okay.
But on a normal start day, I think either of them could give you 5 and 4.
Yeah, yeah. But then, yeah.
And
then
if you use your good bullpen on back-to-back days.
The good bullpen will not be used unless it's a tie game or they're winning. And I fully agree with that. Unless it's a do-or-die game. Because there's no off days. This is the biggest. The bullpen depth is the biggest weakness of the team. You have to use, like, whoever they consider to be the next guy.
They played this game planning to lose. And I don't like that.
They played trying to get a cheap win or free win or sneak win. Like, they, like, sneak outs. They tried to do that here.
Yeah.
But, like, I this is why I've said I don't have faith in the Yankees having a deep run through this 5 games in a row and then 7 games or a stretch. Because Loaisiga, Holder, they're all going to have to be part of this. And they like Otto, and they like Loaisiga the most right now. And he's awful, man. Until he figures out how to use his pitch mix and trusts and not throw fastballs, straight fastballs right down the middle as his out pitch,
yeah,
he's never going to succeed. So he can't be the guy. Holder looked really good. Nelson's stuff looked dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they try to change it up, but... You know, you're not going to be able to go starting pitcher Chad Green, Britton, Chapman, and win in this playoffs.
You could have had a chance to do that today.
I disagree.
If you had a starting pitcher.
But you don't know how that starting pitcher
would
have fared.
I don't.
Hap was really bad.
I don't, but if you told the Yankees that Glasnow was going 5 innings, 4 runs today, they would have just given Davian Hap a start.
I agree.
So I'm attaching the bullpen conversation to the starting conversation. That's a disaster.
They should have given Davey or Hap the full start. I agree with that. The bullpen arms that blew it need to be good for the Yankees to win the World Series or win this series or win the ALCS.
I don't think so, man. This is still a 5-game set. Like, if you went up 2-0 today,
yeah,
then you could have had Tanaka out there. And you
they
could
didn't
either...
go up 2-0, though.
I know. I very much know. And their pitchers today were... Davey to Hap to Otto to Loaisiga to Holder to Nelson.
Yeah. And Otto still can't hold runners on, so a walk becomes a double, and that's bad. And then he gets so distracted. And Loaisiga is just, you can't throw him anymore.
He gets beat.
Loaisiga gets.
Stuff is good, but he gets beat.
He throws the pitch exactly where he thinks he wants to throw a pitch, and he just gets beat because it's just poor planning and pitching. Nelson looked nasty, and Holder looked good. So maybe they flip the script and have those. But, yeah, you're not going to win series. Maybe this one, if things went perfectly, if they swept them, you're not going to win the CS with just starting pitchers.
I agree, but let's get to the CS.
I know, but I think...
Because, I mean, the Rays could get going and we might not have a chance to throw our good relievers
The only way that you would win this by not using these pitchers is if you swept them.
Or, I mean, you can almost have a punt game. Like, you can go up
today.
I know, but you might never have a chance to have a lead again in this series. Like, that is an option.
But they definitely punted today in their own way. I mean, Hap was bad.
And that's what I don't like. That's what I'm saying. In their own way, they did punt this game.
But it's also like, Hap was bad.
Yeah. And they put him in a position to be really bad.
Like, they didn't expect him to only go 2.2.
No.
So, like, a lot of, like, Hap's got all these mean quotes.
But they also shouldn't expect him to come out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I get that, you know? But he did last year a little bit. Like, here's another quote by him.
I started tonight. If you were going to pitch?
All things equal, yes. Having said that, and this is important, I want to repeat. When I'm in there, you got 100% of me. So, I gave it what I had. I wasn't worried about when I was coming in at the time. I was trying to focus and trying to execute and trying to pitch.
You during
Did you
sex.
Express that to Aaron or whoever when
letter.
They presented this plan to you?
They know how I felt about it, but ultimately I pitch. When I pitch, you got me. There was no hesitation and no dwelling on what was going on. I was focused and trying to perform.
All right, I'm a little over this now because, Hap, you did pitch really bad and you threw the ball away. You made an error. Like, they put you in a bad place. You pitched really bad.
And I guess...
Like, give me 3 innings one earned run. Like, you pitched really, really bad, Hap. So I'm
3-3.
I'm a little over the fucking martyr Hap press comment. I liked it for a split second. Now I'm a little over it.
And I just think my final takeaway for this is what the Rays do when they do funny business, and we talk about this on Talking Baseball, we talk about this on Talking Yanks when we play the Rays. The Rays put their players in a great position to succeed. With the platoon hitters, the guys coming out of their bullpens, they put their guys in a good position to succeed, and the Yankees didn't do that today.
Yeah.
Below the Hap stuff's a Davey thing. Where he was just told it was a short start, but wasn't told what that was going to mean.
What?
It's just bullshit, man. What are you doing? What are you doing to your top prospect?
What?
What did Aaron Boone and Matt Blake tell you coming into tonight's game, and did you expect to be back out there for the second inning?
Que era una salida corta. Una salida corta, en realidad no sabía cuánto picheo, la cantidad de innings, por eso, o sea, la preparación fue la misma, normal, porque en realidad solamente estaba enfocado en hacer mi trabajo. En realidad no era que sabía más o menos cuánto innings iba a tirar y eso, pero sí por lo menos sabía la estrategia.
Yeah, they explained to me that it was going to be a short outing. I didn't know exactly how many pitches, how many innings, or anything like that. But yeah, they did explain to me that it was going to be a short outing, and therefore I just went about it like a regular outing. So
they told Hap the exact guy he was going to come in for, confirmed by Hap, when they didn't tell Davey anything. Like, why don't you tell him, hey, we need you. Like, if this is your plan and you believe in it, why don't you say, Davey, we need you to go get the first four batters, empty the tank, go get them.
They think they're too smart.
It's a little bit of the Yankees need to get over themselves again.
Yep. You guys did the right thing. You walked G-Man Choi with Garrett Cole, and that probably felt weird. It was the right move. What you did today was the wrong move. Eat it, and you got all your eggs in the Tanaka basket tomorrow, which has worked before, but...
Someone just quote-tweeted my post-game recap with a Grant, Ulysses S. Grant quote, and it's beautiful.
Okay.
Grant once said, stop worrying about what Lee is going to do and start thinking about what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's just beautiful.
Yeah. It's well said. And I guess what part of what I was trying to say before, and Dante was saying in the chat right now, is the Yankees, after winning yesterday, I feel like they're playing this series like, hey, we're going to win games 1, 3, and 5. Like, they're planning for a 5-game set. And I think there's a world where you didn't have to do that. And maybe you get egg on your face tomorrow, maybe you don't.
We'll see. It's very scary now. It's very scary now. Anything else? I mean, Judge, the Gary DJ Judge black hole sucked.
Yeah.
Glassed
DJ
out.
Got the RBI hit at the end. I'm a little less mad at him. He had he ripped one to start.
I like it, but I mean,
those three times through the order in the middle.
Yeah, brutal. It was quick innings for Glasnow.
But I mean, Judge goes 0-for-5 with 3 Ks. Gary 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. And I guess we kind of didn't talk about it because we were getting lost in the Pringles sauce. But you also had Gardy available for Clint or Gary in that final inning.
I don't know. I mean, maybe for Gary, but like Gardner's not a bat. He's just an at bat.
He's been the hottest bat at the team. You've been saying that for a little while now.
Yeah, but still, I don't know if you pinch hit. I'm like, I don't know. I like Clint.
Guard dog.
Just killing a lot of people's confidence. I can't believe they did that to Davey. It's pretty messed up. Pretty bad.
I mean, he's probably coming out for game four.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In what kind of role, I don't know.
Yeah, dude. That's weird, man.
I would have rather Davey thrown 80 bullets and gotten, like, knocked around. Welcome to the league, rookie. Welcome to the playoffs.
I think so. Yeah, I would have liked if Hap came in and was good.
Yeah.
He was so bad.
Yeah.
And then it's ridiculous that Loaizaga gets more run than Davey. And it's really pissing me off to think, like, this plan would be better if Loaizaga was the opener and you tell him, Johnny, you have the first inning.
Yeah.
Gas it up. And then you go to Hap. But it wasn't a Yankees strategy plan.
No.
It was a Rays strategy plan. They don't do this against the White Sox or the Indians or the A's. They don't do it at all. So it's not they're playing the Yankees game. They're playing to their opponent because they wanted to trick them.
And by the way.
It's just so frustrating the more you think about it. It's very unlike. You know, for all the bravado, you know, when we're on, we're the best team in baseball. Why do you need all the tricks? Like,
you
just
don't.
Fucking go out there and play.
And I got one for you guys, and I think we mentioned this briefly. What if they lost game one? Was this still the plan?
They might have went to Tanaka.
I mean, they already, like, they said at game one that Davey was gonna, like, they announced before game one that Davey was gonna get the start for game two.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. They didn't have to do that.
It's weird. Weird. You beat the Rays yesterday by playing your game plan. Cole to your good bullpen. Tyler Wade, defensive replacement. What was the other one? Did they pinch hit Gardy? You played your Yankees game, and you won doing that. Now, the Gerrit Cole thing is a bit of a difference. But, hey, use a starting pitcher.
Tank needs to bring it tomorrow.
Huge start for Tank. Should believe in him. Beautiful man. Good playoff history. Hopefully the extra day can give him a little something else. I'm expecting this series to go, you know, Tanaka to the good bullpen tomorrow. I'm expecting another weird, almost punty day. And then Cole, good bullpen. And, like, that's how they've lined it up.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's pretty frustrating. Now, with the day off, with all the big guys, they can utilize Chad, Britton, Chapman 3 days in a row. Games 3, 4, 5, if it goes that way. They can do that. They don't like going 3 days in a row, mm-hmm. but there's an off day afterwards. They can do that. I think I agree with you that tomorrow's all hands on deck. I think if four is a winnable game, if the offense and the starting pitcher put them in place, like if they let Davey go,
they'll keep tabs on it.
But can Davey go? Like, what's the, like, it's...
I don't know. You just, he was built up. He threw 27 pitches today. I don't know. I mean, you screwed up Davey and Hap today.
Yeah.
For no real reason.
Too smart. I said it in the middle of the season. Yankees got to get over themselves.
Hey, Rays are good. They use their four best pitchers today. Yanks still got a 5 spot.
We're still looking for a reliever to step up.
Yeah.
Holder looked good. Nelson looked good.
And I guess that's kind of what I was saying before. Like, we technically don't need it for this series. Like, it would be nice if Holder gets another good inning and we feel a little better about him going into the next series. Like, we can still get through this with Chad, Britton, and Chappie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
and that's part of not pitching them today, but that's also part of it now being a 1-1 series, and, you know, our asses could be in the jackpot tomorrow.
Tomorrow's gonna suck.
Tank. Be beautiful.
Just the nerves.
Yeah.
Just the nerves are gonna suck. Guaranteed 2 more nights of this.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
There's a silver lining.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you win, you kind of guarantee a lot more nights because it's another series.
Guaranteed 2.
All right. I think that's all.
Thanks, everybody. Losing episode. If you're one of the sickos that listen to this, you're a sicko and we love you. Or you're one of those people that, like, loves when the Yankees do bad stuff.
Sure. Welcome.
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Leave a 5-star review.
Whenever that happens and people are like, I came to drink your tears. We always get, Kim, drink your tears, but you guys were actually pretty, like, calm and rational. Yeah. Fuck. It's like, oh, shut up, loser. Congrats to the Rays.
I'll send you tears. Really good team. They won the game.
Anderson's a problem.
Their four best pitchers pitched today. Interested to see how they treat things, you know.
Anderson's a problem, and I wonder if we see him again if they change their strategy.
Castillo, Anderson, and Fairbanks all threw 22-plus pitches. So if they get used tomorrow, I think they follow some of the same rules as the Yankees. It's going to be interesting. I guess it's kind of weird, fucking 2020 baseball, but still, no Davey Hat piggybacks.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Do you want to put quick auto thoughts out there? I know you wanted to hit something on him.
Yes. Stop walking, guys, and actually work on holding guys on. Don't fake work on holding guys on. And use him over Loaiza. Loaiza shouldn't pitch again in this series nor the postseason in anything but a 4-plus losing effort after the fifth inning.
Yeah. Otto, I don't know, man.
Do you think they're going to put Loaiza back on the mound? They can't.
Game four, man. If the Yankees win tomorrow, I'm expecting game four to be just like today.
I think they'll try to win it because two off days would be amazing for them, and they have all the relievers just on one. It's just one time through. They can use them twice.
The Yankees live in fear of losing that game, though, and setting themselves up for game five. I think
you just say all hands.
I think kind of like what we said today. I think the Yankees would rather be full bore for game five than risk going in for game four and being vulnerable for five.
Monty, game four, just striking dudes out left and right.
Do it. I would love it.
Double play balls. I just like a real start.
David Amonte, yeah.
No, I don't want that. I want a real start.
Do too, Jim.
I think if they win game three, they'll go all out for game four. Because that two off days, they probably are. They love rest days, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, if we win today, we get a rest day.
They like rest days while baseball is being played too, though. So.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you tomorrow on the pregame show. Thank you guys very much for hanging out with us. Appreciate you.
Let's go.
Go Yankees.
It's a new day.
Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.